Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has said a longer delay to Brexit is now almost inevitable after MPs rejected her withdrawal agreement for a third time. Mrs. May said the outcome had grave implications, with the deadline for Brexit now the 12th of April. She said she feared Parliament was reaching the limits of the process. Laura Koonsberg is following events.
So what happens next? Well, tonight even members of the Cabinet aren't sure. If we know anything about Theresa May, it's not impossible that somehow she will come up with another way of trying to get her deal through again. But remember, MPs are working together behind the scenes to try to come up with a solution, probably a softer Brexit, that could find a majority in the House of Commons sometime soon. But in either case, it's likely the government will have to ask the EU for a longer extension with conditions attached.
The head of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has called a special meeting of EU leaders for 2 days before the new Brexit deadline. They will consider any requests that Britain might make for a longer extension. But the European Commission has said a no-deal Brexit was now a likely scenario. The US Attorney General William Barr has told Congress that he will release by mid-April a redacted copy of the report by the special counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The report cleared President Trump of colluding with Russia, but reached no conclusion about whether he had obstructed justice. Here's Gary O'Donoghue.
Ever since William Barr published a four-page letter last weekend, briefly setting out Robert Mueller's conclusions, there's been a clamour from Democrats for the whole report to be made public. Now the Attorney General says that will happen in the next couple of weeks, though parts of the almost 400-page document will be withheld. Mr. Barr has also agreed to appear before two congressional committees at the beginning of May.
Four North African countries, Algeria, Morocco, Mauritania and Tunisia, are mounting a joint application to UNESCO, the United Nations Cultural and Scientific Organization, to have the regional dish couscous granted special heritage status. A staple across North Africa and the Sahel, couscous is made from steamed crushed wheat and is often served with a spicy stew and vegetables. BBC News.